Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour from wherever on the planet you are hanging out at. With us is our return guest. His name is Desmond Adams. He's the president, CEO, and founder of something called Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting firm. First of all, welcome back, Desmond. Always great to see you. You bring a light to the whole world of HR and recruiting. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. You bring a lighthouse to the exact same format, so I greatly appreciate it. Let's shine some light together.
All right. You know, there's been so much talk about what an inclusive board is or an inclusive corporate organization is, and you have said before on this program how that really drives profit at the end of the day, which is really what you're all about. I mean, we're not all about holding hands and singing kumbaya. This is all about having the opportunity to bring other voices to the decision-making ability and then driving profit. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Michael, this is about change. People work and deal with people. And sometimes the arguments that individuals make regarding inclusion or the lack thereof can be very nuanced to such a degree that individuals that are not impacted by, let's say, said inclusion or diversity don't understand the nuances. Mm. So I would say let's first start with the reality that we're talking about people working with people. We've gotten to a point in this discussion in our country, Michael. It makes sense. We understand it. We understand inclusion. But for some reason, we're still not moving fast enough to get us to where we need to be, where people can be judged, I don't know, on the content of one's character versus the basis of one's skin color. It's about time that we move forward regarding that. And I'm creating ways, my company's creating ways, and we have solutions, demonstrated solutions to help companies with that.
But when we talk about the benefit to a corporation, you've talked many times about it's the bottom line, it's the profit, it's the ability to actually make a difference, not only socially, but also economically.
Michael, I tell you what, let's talk about this. The board of directors has oversight for the CEO and the senior executive leadership team. The CEO's responsibility is mission, vision, and profitability. There is a fiduciary responsibility that the CEO has to driving profitability to their organization. Not partial profitability, but to maximize profitability. That is adhering to one's fiduciary responsibility and role in that position. My question is a rhetorical one. If it has been determined by Deloitte, McKinsey & Company, Harvard Business Review, Boston Consulting, and others, that diverse and inclusive executive leadership teams lead up to 33% higher EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, simply put, top line revenue, then why, if a CEO has a fiduciary responsibility, CEOs are still not adhering and driving the maximum of profitability? That's the question on the table.
And who drives that on a corporate level? Would it be the board, or would it be the CEO, or would it be somebody else in the COO suite?
Well, ultimately, it's all about accountability, correct? So who is the CEO ultimately accountable to? The CEO is ultimately accountable to really two groups. One group is whoever owns the company. That's the shareholders if it's public, that's shareholders if it's private. And it also is going to be to the board of directors who quarterly look over the operations and how what is the health of the organization in which they happen to be a corporate director to.
When you're working with corporations, large and small, and talking about the opportunity to have diversity and inclusion and a real sense of social responsibility, where's the biggest pushback for Focus and Find, Desmond?
The biggest pushback that I have seen in the space of social responsibility, diversity, and inclusion is in not understanding how it impacts all things that an organization does. People tend to believe that the diversity and inclusion can be put into the corner as almost like with a dunce hat on, and we'll address that issue later. When in reality, it's more like the pipes and the wiring to a building. It goes through every single room, every single floor, and it ties the top to the bottom and from the side to the side. And so if you had a fire that was in a room, you can put that fire out. But when your fire is smoldering in the walls of your organization, how do you put that out? By the time you put that out, you've lost the building.
Is it possible to really change the culture of business by having people of various backgrounds, men, women, people of color, white folk, it doesn't matter who they all happen to be, but can you change the culture of the organization? And if that happens, well, what does happen?
Give me the microphone on that, Michael. I couldn't even wait for you to get that question out. Let me tell you about how we can change. How does a corporation change? A corporation is put together and is built to do what? To generate money. That's why a corporation is put together. If it's a not-for-profit corporation, it's put together to help people or to drive some mission. But if it is a for-profit organization, then that means it's put together to do what? Generate a profit. So if you care about generating a profit, if you care about capitalism, then you should be conscious as to how you can drive even more money. We are not talking about hugging trees, walking with signs, the spiritual thing to do, the moral thing to do, the right thing to do. I agree with all of that. That is not what we're talking about. What we are talking about is hard, cold reality of generating profitability for your organization. I believe if you adhere to driving the highest maximum profit that one can, and you exhaust all avenues to achieve that, one of those avenues that you will exhaust to achieve that is an inclusive workforce to help you drive a higher profitability into your company.
I saw a LinkedIn piece from Focus and Find not very long ago. And I need to bring this up because I thought it was interesting. It had something to do with if the only person of color in your corporate sphere is the person that's in charge of diversity and inclusion, you got to do better.
And Michael, that post was about if the only person on your leadership team that's a person of color happens to be in a D&I role, then you should be embarrassed as an organization. You should be embarrassed as an organization. So I guess you're saying that Caucasians can't be in D&I roles because they don't understand how to drive inclusion because they're not inclusive. Well, right on. We only have, 330 million American citizens in this country, 350 million American citizens. There are a lot of things that drive inclusion. People of color, gender, sexual orientation, age, disability, and others all matter. Now, that does not mean that by any means are we not going to pay attention to what has happened and continues to happen at a disproportional rate to people of color and females, right? However, it does acknowledge that people of color can be in more leadership roles in other areas that significantly impact an operational side of a business other than simply in the human resources functionality.
You and I had a conversation not too very long ago about the long game. There are the short game, the long game. When you're talking about business, you get people into the old sales funnel on the top of the thing, and in the bottom of you've got making decisions. But you said to me that Focus and Find, Desmond Adams, is really much more about the long game than it is the short game. Can you explain that?
Absolutely, Michael. I mean, so I'm blessed to have a wonderful 26-year-old son, and I also have a wonderful 12-year-old son. And so my whole quest is to make certain that I can do everything I can in my professional and personal ability to make a better day for my grandchildren someday. which are not even thought about by my 12-year-old, and I hope to goodness it's not thought about by my 26-year-old. But my decision-making is based on being able to help my family that's not even here yet. In addition to help this community that I'm in and also to help our country, this great nation of ours, continue to move forward in the best possible light.
And that brings to us the next question. As you indicated, you'd like to see your grandchildren have opportunities that may not be available to them today. But this then becomes a much bigger cause outside of your family. You said to me on the telephone just the other day, you want to change the world. Tell us about that.
Well, Michael, absolutely. And I'm not running away from that statement. Absolutely. I think everyone should wake up every day figuring out how they can change the world and make the world a better place than they inhabited it. So, yes, I do care about that, and I hope that we can make that impact. And this is how we'll make that impact, Michael. Earlier in a question, I talked about the wiring or the pipes of an institution or to a building, and I referenced it as related to diversity and inclusion running through an organization versus being wrapped on the outside of an organization. Let's take that same analogy of pipes and wires, right? It is what keeps that building operating. It moves that building, electricity, the bathrooms. It allows people to do what they do inside the building. It's critical to every facet of the organization. How do we drive that? We drive that through process, protocols, policies, and procedures that are all inclusive from an operational standpoint to help organizations drive inclusivity in a systematic and intentional way. That's how we change the world.
And Focus and Find is working on all of those things, right?
Absolutely, every day, every single day.
Desmond, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
That once again was Desmond Adams, the founder, CEO, and president of something called Focus and Find. And yes, we do have links on our radio blog.